This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio and selected Salem Media stations across the country in some of the largest markets in the country. And, of course, scattered in between are great independent stations and some of the best little places which you might want to live, and some big places, too. Now, you also can hear us around the world on the Internet and the satellite, which is how they're hearing us in India tonight and how they're hearing us in Germany. Maria in Germany, and hello, Maria. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there getting the job done. And, of course, we've got our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers, too, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products wherever they need to go so that we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. This is Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and sticking aboard with us and hanging in there right now is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, and we've got our favorite person on Mondays and Fridays at this time, UndergroundUSA.com's Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Thank you, Captain.
By the way, it's a balmy 77 degrees and clear. The temperature actually dropped 7 degrees from the time we went on the air at 2 o'clock. That's unusual. It's been staying steady all week long, but not tonight. Went from 84 to 77. So, are you ready to say the pledge, my friends?
You got it.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And there's Kyle. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to say it. Big-time Supreme Court decision. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, back 25 years ago, said that this day was going to come. She predicted 25 years. It's 5 years earlier than she predicted.
Well, it is a good decision. It's a decision that personalizes the Constitution for everybody. Now we're going to have to wait to see if there are going to be more lawsuits that bring this ruling into effect for the workplace, because this ruling only affects college admissions. But it is a sign that flag is raised. So, you know, we've got to get some well-written lawsuits up the food chain to the Supreme Court about how unfair affirmative action is in the workplace, as well as what they've ruled on in the for colleges. You know, Matt, you and I know this from the fire service.
Yep.
When you are in a merit-based business mm-hmm. when you need the best of the best to rise to the top. Otherwise, people die. Mm-hmm. Affirmative action, it causes people to lose their lives.
Yep, it does.
You know, the days of that kind of unlevel playing field have to come to an end. And that goes for, you know, this could kind of trickle off a little bit into the whole culture war that we're having here today. We shouldn't be seeing color in anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this new religion of anti-racism is racist at its core because it looks at people's skin color. We've got to get back to what Martin Luther King was teaching, and that is that you don't look at skin color, you look at the content of someone's character.
Correct. Correct. And in the fire service, we saw that with some of the promotions that were made, especially to the chief level, with people that didn't have the time and grade in service as other people did, and they got promoted because of their skin color. And as you said, and I'm not going to go very far, but just to say, people died as a result of that.
Absolutely. It even mm-hmm. goes to hiring practices there. When they in the fire service, for those people who don't know, there is an eligibility list that is usually done every 2 years.
Yep.
And that list stays in effect for 2 years. Every opening that happens on that department has to be hired from that list.
Yep.
And when affirmative action came into play, it gave extra points for people to rise up in that list, and it gave a boost to some people who weren't as qualified as people who scored better than they did on all of the tests, the psychological, the physical, and the written. So we are a merit-based society, and we should be. That's what made us great, is the fact that those who apply themselves, those who work hard to achieve, they rise to the top. And that's what makes us competitive, makes us innovative, it makes us successful. When you start patting people on the back and giving them the label of successful falsely because of skin color, you're not doing them any favors.
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing them into a realm that is unfair to them because they didn't achieve the merit.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more. Carl, hang on with Kyle Warren and Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. We'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. While you're over there, take a look at the You Serve, You Save program for all active duty veterans. I'm sorry, active duty military and veterans, as well as current and retired first responders. That would be EMS, that would be firefighters, that would be police, sheriff, state police, and even security officers. You get a discount, as do church pastors, current and retired. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you and point out what you have been or what you are, and that'll take effect. Now, they also have, with every car they sell, new or pre-owned, Moss Care, which is free tire changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And you can buy an extended warranty on top of the warranty that the vehicle comes with and have total peace of mind. I bought the 2-year extended warranty because I didn't want to worry about anything. And they remind you when you're supposed to have an oil change in the vehicle, check this, that, and the other. And it's all part of the program. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hello.
Hello, Captain.
Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back. Hello.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Kyle has a question to ask you about Joe Biden and all the bluster this week about how great the economy is. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Frank. And yes, just as the Captain just said, we've got Joe Biden out there touting the Bidenomics. This is something where you've also got other administration officials fanning out to try to get the message out, I suppose. But Biden has a little bit to talk about because of the GDP and the latest economic numbers. But there's a Harvard professor, a Harvard economist, named Kenneth Ogoff, and he's saying that basically Bidenomics is really what got us to this point of inflation and the other issues that we're seeing today. That's the foundation of that. Isn't that something?
Absolutely. His economic record is a catastrophe. You know, he likes to tout job numbers. Well, when you ruin unemployment, when you just fuel unemployment by the policies that he put into place during COVID, and then those jobs come back because the restrictions are removed, you can't claim that you've created jobs. And that's exactly what he's done. When you look at the graph of how jobs disappeared during COVID and then they came back after his restrictions were lifted, we're still trying to recover. So his numbers on unemployment are just so skewed, and his spin is transparent. But then when we get to inflation, if you look back just 8 years on inflation, especially through the Trump years, into the Biden years, it skyrockets on the graph. And that has to do with his policies. It's not his predecessor's policies, because his predecessor had a nice level between 2 and 4, and it would go up and down, and when he left, he was a little over 2. And with Biden, it looks like a mountain. The graph itself looks like a mountain rising out of the desert. It's stunning. And is it coming down? Yeah, it's coming down, but it's still about 4 times what it was under the Trump administration. So the Bidenomics, I think he likes the phrase because it sounds hip, but he's going to get destroyed if he runs on this, because even a third grader could take the debate stage and point out these numbers, and everybody, including Democrats, even on the far left, have to admit that prices, you go into the store, you almost have to take out a loan to fill a shopping cart. So I don't know where he's going with this and who advised him to run on the economy. Whoever that advisor is needs to be fired.
You know, I used to like buying TV dinners, because they were easy to make, you know, real quick, that and the other. You could grab one out the door, you go. And I remember, they might have been 99 cents as recent as 2-3 years ago. I took a look at one just for the hell of it, looking at the price, because I really wasn't paying attention. But the one I got, the same ones that I've been getting, the Hungry Man dinners, they call them, was $3.19.
Oh, you look at anything in the store, especially meat or dairy products, buy a pound of butter. You know, it's through the roof. Somebody, if you haven't gone shopping lately, if your significant other does the shopping, volunteer to go once today, and be prepared, because $100 in the store doesn't go anywhere. It maybe fills up a sixth of the cart. It's not out of the ordinary to see people's bills as you go through the checkout be $250, $300 for a full cart of groceries.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to tell me that the economy is running smooth and we should all celebrate Bidenomics when it costs a majority of your paycheck just to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you've got mortgage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've got gas. Gas is, you know, we've been talking about this for at least the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gas is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So where is Bidenomics helping anybody in our country? If you're saying that the economy is good, you're smoking crack.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to
Hunter.
Hunter. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain Driver Mike, Sarasota.
Hello there.
Just to let you know, I tried to listen to your show on iHeart for the past week and a half. Not happening.
Yeah.
Good old AM radio comes through. There you go, people. Jump on board.
Yeah.
Sign the text. So we can keep radios in the car.
Why don't you use the app off my flagship station? You can hear it anywhere.
AMD. But then if I want to call in, then I have to take and get off. That's why I just listen to the radio.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, then you can listen on the syndicator, GCNlive.com.
Yeah.
You can call in off that. Because it'll stop playing when you call. Mm-hmm.
You were talking, you bought an AC Tuesday.
Right.
$16,000 for a 3.5 ton I just ditched out.
Wow.
That put a cramp right in my pocket.
I'm sure.
Anyway, that's all. Drive safe, people. You're not a NASCAR driver, so don't act like one. Be courteous this weekend.
Happy 4th.
You don't need to be sitting out here.
Happy 4th to you, my friend.
Be safe.
All right, thank you. Yeah, he's a professional driver, so he knows. But no, if iHeart, I don't, you know, iHeart does what they do. Go over to my syndicator, GCN Live, download their app. You'll be able to talk on your phone because it'll stop. The device will stop so you can talk if you want to call in. So there you go.
Yeah, there's today you can hear anybody, anywhere, anytime you want. Just take some time and find the app that's right for you. You know, iHeart. Things like this are going to start happening as we get closer to the election. You're going to see outlets that usually have a wide selection of talk, especially political talk, especially start to whittle people down on the not preferred narrative side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, find your direct lines and your dedicated lines of the shows that you like, and make sure you have an app that's not going to drop them.
Well, we don't have that much time left here. You're going to be around on Monday. Of course, that's not the holiday Tuesday is. But what do you see coming up here for July? I mean, they're talking about, they're all excited about the GDP and things are going to get better. And then one person says, not so fast.
Yeah, I don't, the dog days of summer are not the days where everything explodes economically.
Nope.
It's usually a downtime. My big focus is on the student loan decision that's going to be coming out of the SCOTUS.
Today, I think.
Yeah, that's if they hold true to the way they've been ruling, it's going to get struck down, mm-hmm. and then you can look forward to July being about the White House saying how unfair and how horrible the SCOTUS is and how we have to expand the Supreme Court and how we have to have term limits on the Supreme Court. Even though most of the people in Congress hate term limits for themselves.
That's right. Okay, Frank, have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you'll be back with more right after these messages from your local station and my flagship station. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, welcome back to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mixon's Fruit Farms and Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton, Florida. Now, they're last official day of business is going to be July 29th. We will be there for our lunch, have lunch with the captain, coming up on July the 6th, which is the first Thursday of the month. And I look forward to seeing many of you there. It'll be the last time that we get together at Mixon's for our have lunch with the captain series. Stop by, try one of the captain's clubs. You're going to love it. If you can't eat the whole thing because it is a big sandwich, get a half. Get a half. And enjoy it. And don't forget the orange swirl ice cream at the end either. Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms. Just down the road from Tropicana Fields, about a block off U.S. 301 to the east. Okay? So there you go. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. All right. Well, we've got a special edition right now. I've got this new clip that I'm going to be playing every day, and I'm going to play it right about now. This is about what happened yesterday, of all things, at the Supreme Court. So give it a listen.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. The Supreme Court just ruled on the Harvard affirmative action case, as well as a similar one involving higher education. But this isn't just about higher ed. This will be an earthquake in the world of corporate DEI. The diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Companies that promise numerical outcomes, quotas, essentially, for race and gender for their employees are going to find themselves on the defense in the court of public opinion and in actual courts as well. When the court reaffirmed the Constitution's requirement for equal protection for all persons, it put reverse discrimination on legal notice. This puts companies that embrace these social engineering programs based on race instead of merit in a vulnerable position. The corporations that abandon equality, treating everyone the same, in favor of equity, forcing certain outcomes, took a foolish risk. The new SCOTUS ruling shows just how foolish that risk was. The Supreme Court got it right. I'm Jerry Boyer.
All righty, and that's going to be a daily feature you're going to hear every day here on the program. Now, the other thing is, we're going to talk about Joe Biden. I've got Kyle back with me. Kyle, how are you?
Doing great, Captain.
All right, very good. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden was interviewed by MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. She's supposed to be the Republican at MSNBC. She's not, but she's supposed to be. And she threw a whole bunch of softball questions at Biden, talking to him about different things, including the Supreme Court decision. And at the end of the interview, he stood up, shook her hand, and walked off the set. Who does that?
Well, I think Joe Biden does that, to be honest. You know, Captain, I can't imagine a politician getting up and walking off the set of an interview unless they were mad and they decided they were walking off. You know, we've actually seen that happen before, but this was just the end of the interview. I think autopilot took over for Joe Biden, and he just kind of got up and sort of wandered away. Now, she kept going, but it is very odd because typically you wait until the segment is done, and then the cameras are off, and then you get up and walk away. But it was very, very strange. But, again, I think this is part of the decline of Joe Biden.
I know what happened. He thought he was in Iraq.
Well, he's been saying this a couple of times. In fact, Pete Buttigieg is trying to clean all this up by saying, guess what? The president is very focused on details, even though the president said twice in the last 24 hours or so, if I recall correctly, that the war in Iraq was not going well for Vladimir Putin, basically. And so this is really starting to get very concerning. You constantly have to have your staff or cabinet members trying to, you know, gloss it all over.
Well, it was brought up in the chat room a little bit earlier about, does this decision have anything to do with the black colleges? Well, no, because the black colleges are kind of like a closed union shop. You got to be a member of the union to work there. That's part of the bylaws, and the employer decides to go along with it. So if you don't belong to the union, you don't get a job there. Or if you don't join the union, you can't have the job. Black colleges are the same way. They're all black, so they don't need to worry about anything because they're not involved in this. Now, the military schools, Air Force, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, they're exempt from all of this.
Well, that's right. And to some degree, Captain, I think the Democrat party elite are almost saying, okay, don't throw us in the briar patch, but only because they can take this ruling and they will use it as a campaign slogan, basically, the same as with abortion, as they did with Roe v. Wade. And they, I think, to some degree are happy only because now they've got a lot of cover about Biden running on his economic record because he can't sell it. It doesn't work. Nobody's going to believe him that everything's better. But if they zero in on these court rulings of which they say this is an illegitimate court, and as Joe Biden himself said, it's not a normal court. You know, this is obviously going to be a major part of their strategy moving forward.
Well, again, as Frank pointed out in the last segment, go to the grocery store.
Right. Oh, yeah. I go to the grocery store all the time. And, you know, to put something into one bag of groceries, starting to get pretty pricey, no matter what. I think everybody sees that. Because they can't get away from it. And Joe Biden can't message his way out of that. And we all know, too, that, you know, the fuel prices, this is at the very heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. And unless we were able to have more fuel and cheaper fuel, these high prices, especially at the grocery store, are going to persist.
And a whole bunch of stuff, by the way, that used to be a dollar at the dollar store is now $1.25, $1.35, and so on.
Well, exactly right. So people are going to make choices. They're going to make choices not to go out to eat so much. I mean, if you want to go to lunch and it starts approaching $45-$50 for lunch for two at a casual dining restaurant, mm-hmm. Well, that's starting to become very untenable, isn't it?
All right, well, before we go, I've had a couple of instant messages here, direct messages sent to me, wondering what's going on with this reparations in California, because they saw a big-time argument get involved or start yesterday with the task force meeting and people yelling and screaming at each other. And I saw some people saying that the reparations just aren't going to happen. So what is going to happen?
Well, California doesn't have the money to pay the reparations at this point.
Of course.
Right now it's gone to the state legislatures. That's right. So they're going to come up with, you know, some kind of thing after they review it. But I think what's happening, though, too, is the stirring up of just a lot of division and anger. This is, you know, we're seeing the clips that seem to be running on the news programs and so forth of the yelling and the screaming. But that, again, I think is part and parcel of what the so-called powers that be want, in the sense that keep people divided, keep them at each other's throats, and so on and so forth, because the latest thing is America's racist and bad, and everything has to be somehow raised in order to start again. I think that's their general thrust. But as far as California goes, you know, if it can pay reparations, it probably will, but there's no money to do it right now.
It sets a very bad precedent for the rest of the country if they turn around and do that, because, again, to my knowledge, California wasn't a big slave state. There might have been slaves that showed up out there, but they went out there, a lot of them, because of their own choosing, because that's where they went to seek refuge.
Right, exactly. But I think, too, the idea is that somehow, again, America is fundamentally bad. It's broken beyond repair. Mm-hmm. And the only way to fix this is to have a complete total meltdown. And that's not going to be good for America. What we should be doing, Captain, just real briefly, what we should be doing is we should be creating opportunity, which is what we've been trying to do for so very long in this country.
You got about 20 seconds to tell everybody how to hear you, because we're going to let you go and talk to you tonight in a weekend show. So have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and we'll see you there. And everybody, have a great day.
Yep, look forward to talking to you tonight on the weekend show. Thank you very much, Kyle. Okay. By the way, folks, coming up, we're going to have Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Want to talk about the Rays, because the number one, the best team, I'm not going to call them number one, the best team in baseball, the best record in baseball, they've got two starters that were named yesterday, named Randy and Yandy. And if you don't know who they are, you're going to find out real quick, because the Rays seem to be for real right now, and I'm not betting against them for any reason whatsoever. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. We'll be back. Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way in this final segment. Sports up on the line here. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor, our long-running sponsor. They've been with us since day one on the program. They are the absolute best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. I will vouch for them all the way to your house. How about that? Now, I've worked with them for years. I know the people. I know what they do. They do the good and very best that they can every time, all the time. Now, for installation, parts, and cleaning, they're the ones to call. 941-922-2345. If you're listening to me out there in the network and you need some parts, or maybe you want to order some shutters or some shades or some blinds, you can check them out. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at their number, 941-922-2345. They're local. They're experienced. They do the very best of anybody I know that's in that business, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and how are you this fine morning, sir?
All right, try not to bury yourself in a mic. You just blasted everybody around the world.
Well, it's a good thing. Get everybody awake. I'm just kidding.
I got to turn you down here.
Turn me down, Captain.
Yeah, turn you down.
Turn me down, man.
All right, so that's what happens when you swallow one of these kind of mics. Now, listen, I got to ask you. I just kind of teased this when we came in.
Yes, sir.
We've got a couple of starting Rays that are going to play in the Major League All-Star game on the 11th.
And, of course, it's a couple guys that have really been doing very well so far this season, Randy Arozarena and Yandy Diaz. And, I mean, these two guys, they make that team go.
They do, Captain. They're doing a great job. They're being good leaders. Wander Franco, I think they're going to get him, get his head straight. He's done some things that I think it's just a maturation process. A lot of young kids get brought up to Major League Baseball, maybe too early mentally, but physically they're ready to go. So you're going to put them in there and let them win some games for you. But there's a training process that occurs there, and it's very important that that happens. But those two are more than worthy of going there. And, it's a shame that McClanahan and Glasnow, they weren't up to speed because they're great pitchers. They'd be going also. But they've been injured, and hopefully they come back from their injuries properly and lead the Rays to the playoffs in the World Series.
So who else was named in the starting team? Do you know? Anybody we know?
No, nobody.
Aaron Judge, maybe?
He was. I mean, he's hurting right now. Hopefully he gets past his injury. It sounds crazy, but people don't realize. Everybody makes fun of turf toe, but it's very painful.
It's real.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. You understand.
Real. I do. I had it.
You know, and it's just, you can't. It's funny. There's certain things that, certain positions that you can get away with things and you can't. A quarterback can get away with maybe a bad knee. A running back can't. It's the same thing in baseball. A pitcher can't get away with a bad knee, but you can maybe put somebody at first base and just kind of keep them there. It just depends. It's just funny how all sports work that way, Matt. It's amazing to me. So
okay, so we're going to have a little reprieve. We're going to watch the All-Star game on the 11th. In the meantime, all the training camps, the football training camps, are gearing up, getting ready to start if they haven't already.
Yeah, no, we're about 3 weeks away, Captain. The rookies will have to report probably in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks for all the vets, and we'll be in exhibition season. I know I talk to a lot of people. They're like, man, I want football to start now, and so do I. I mean, I think they've done a good job of changing their image around and making it a better sport and being respectful of our military and doing the right things.
Well, I think I see a lot of the young athletes out there running around the parks and whatnot, doing a little off-season stuff, 2-3 at a time, because they're wearing, workout stuff for, their colleges or something. And I know that they're not colleges, they're pro guys.
Sure. Oh, yeah. No, guys are working out right now, getting ready. You don't want to come into training camp, 20 pounds overweight, out of shape, and look like a fool. That's just that's not endearing to the coaching staff or to your teammates. So, I'm really curious to see. There's a lot of teams out there, Captain, with new quarterbacks this year, and we're going to see how well they do. They're either going to bust or really be something special. And it's really a 50-50 proposition. It's been that way for the last 20 years now. Some rookies step in and do a great job, and others should just you put them in too early, Coach.
I'm going to go there. Baker Mayfield.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go there.
I hope he can do what he was doing out in L.A. McVay seems to have gotten his head together. They have a new offensive coordinator with the Bucs. Can this young man get Baker? They're not that far apart in age, okay? So hopefully they can be on the same page and get the job done. I'm not a big Nick Saban fan, Captain, but I got to tell this story. It was the funniest thing. He's going into his press conference yesterday just to talk about, SEC football and football coming up. He goes, and they're all like, Nick, why are you grinning? He goes, guys, I don't know where we've come from, but I came walking in here today, and I saw a kid with more holes in his jeans than he had jeans. And I started laughing, and he goes, when I grew up in West Virginia, if I had a couple holes, I'd be embarrassed. Now they make them with 20 holes. What are we doing? Where have we come from? And it segues to me thinking of Vince Lombardi. He said in the 60s, we keep publicizing the people that do silly things, then you're going to have a silly country. And he couldn't have paraphrased that any better.
He made his players wear suits to the game.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it created tradition now. Major League Baseball, you better have a jacket when you get on the plane or you're not getting on the plane. Football, too. Hockey. Okay, basketball, show a little class. You're making hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Act appropriately. Be thankful for what you have. So that's, you know, how I see it.
All right. Well, we got just a couple of minutes left here to sure. put that along. What else is going on?
Well, we have the Chicago Raceland race. That should be good. They'll be racing up there, hopefully not shooting each other. That's another thing in itself. It's funny how all the cities that have the big cities have all these problems, but we talk about things. You and Cal were talking about some good things. We need to get together as a nation and have unity. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what your nationality is. Are you merit-based? Can you get the job done?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr. said it perfectly, didn't he? Judge me by my character, not the color of my skin.
Yeah, all
judge
these people,
me by my merits.
All
Go
these
ahead.
People, all these people have forgotten that.
And it's amazing to me. And the other thing, Captain, anybody worth his salt doesn't want to be given anything. Okay,
right.
I want to beat you straight up, Captain. Or lose to you straight up.
Yep.
Don't go any other way with that. It's just not necessary.
Yep.
But, hey, the Rays are doing great this year, Captain. The Braves are doing great. You know, it's going to be exciting baseball to the end. A lot of teams are really just above that 500 level. We're going to see who makes the playoffs, who doesn't in baseball. It's a long season. It's going to come down to pitching staff and injuries of a lot of the key players that you mentioned. So,
well, I believe that this year is going to be just one of those years we'll look back on and we'll go, wow. Wow. And the way the Rays started out, that was no fluke.
No, it wasn't, Captain. They were given, it's been a very weird season for them. The first part of the season, they were given a lot of love with the competition they faced, and then they put them on a doggone 28-day road trip. So they didn't do them any favors, you know. So at first they gave them a favor, then they took it back. So I don't want to discount the Rays record like a lot of people have done. And they've done it the hard way because they've had injuries with the pitching staff, and we all know the pitching's in today's game is about 80% of the game because these guys can hit the ball. Back when you and I were playing, 90% of it was pitching. Or Yogi Berra would say, you know, it's 100% physical.
It ain't over till it's over.
100% physical, and the other part is 50% mental. I loved Yogi Berra.
You got 30 seconds to tell everybody what you do.
Sounds good, Matt. Hey, folks, I appreciate you tuning in to me on Sundays from 11 to 12 and listening to me on the Captain's Show. I'm here to help people. I do it every day, help them out with their insurance needs, their military benefits. You might be in the perfect policy, and you might not. It doesn't do you any harm to give me a call and see if I can save you some money. If I can, then you're all the better. And if I can't, you know you're in a great place. Do yourself a favor. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052.
By the way, I had a $338,000 hospital bill because of everything that happened to me, and I wound up paying $262. Now, that's insurance that Patrick sold me, and I'm sold, folks. I'm sold.
There you go. There you have it. I've helped out Captain and hundreds of other vets, and God bless America, and God bless our vets. And I look forward to hearing you on the airwaves on Sunday. God bless you, Cap.
All right, folks, we've got to go. I'll be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay cool. It's going to be really hot today down here. Stay cool.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.